I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. The Artistic Director of Music on Main joins me now. David Pei founded the organization in 2006 with a goal of creating informal, intimate musical experiences. One of the many highlights of the city's cultural life is the Modulus Festival that begins this Friday, the 2nd of November, and runs until Tuesday, the 6th. There are numerous venues as well as many events. I'll get David to preview what to expect, but also tell us about Music on Main and how it's grown in size over the last 12 years. Not just in size of events and venues, but international reputation. Visit musiconmain.ca for tickets and information. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, David Pei. Mr. Pei, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is the 2018 Modulus Festival. These aren't the only events that you put on during the year, though, right?
No, Music on Main puts on a series throughout the year, sort of from September to May, individual concerts, one-night-only kind of events. Occasionally something will repeat for two or three nights. But then the Modulus Festival, we started in 2010 and wanted to have a chance where local and national and international musicians could get together. And that grew into last year, us co-hosting the ISCM World New Music Days 2017, which was the largest new music history in Canada, or largest new music festival in Canada's history. And this year's Modulus Festival is one that I think harkens back to last year in terms of making sure that we have a really international flavor, a lot of opportunities for audiences to kind of dig in and hear concerts from around the world and ideas from around the world. So we do a festival in the fall, and then we do concerts throughout the year. And there's, I think, just a little bit of a different flavor in the festival, a bit more of a wash of sound that can come over the audience.
That's what a lot of people have said over the years about Music on Main, and certainly about Modulus, is that this is an opportunity for audiences to hear voices from elsewhere, international voices. And I'm looking at your lineup, and that's the case over these next 5 days, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We open with a French ensemble playing music written by a French man who worked with Navajo people and a Navajo playwright. We're listening to a Croatian composer that night. We have composers from the UK. We have composers from across Canada, from Iceland, Italy. Yeah, there are composers from many places in the world.
And I guess it also speaks to just the richness of the talent in Vancouver, as well as the audiences that they want to participate in events like this, right?
Well, and I do think that's one. The talent in Vancouver can hold its own anywhere. And one of the things I'm excited about is Music on Main is embarking on these international co-productions right now. So this year we have a couple of international shows coming into Vancouver, and next year we'll be sending our first Music on Main shows abroad, and that'll be happening for the next couple of years. So definitely the musicians here in Vancouver can hold their own with anyone anywhere. But the audience here, I think, is unique or at least special because some audiences in some countries or cities really only want to listen to one kind of music.
Yeah.
But I think in Vancouver, people are really open. And they're like, hey, you know, this sounds like an interesting night. I don't know if I'm going to love the music. It doesn't really matter if I love the music. I'm going to be impressed by the musicians and by the skill and by the ideas being shared. And so I think there's a real open-heartedness in audiences here. And that's what people who come from abroad also say about the audiences here, is they're kind of amazed at how many different styles of music audiences here are willing to listen to.
How would you describe, sort of, I was reading the materials that they sent over about Music on Main and about Modulus. This phrase, post-classical, came up. And I was wondering, how do you explain that to someone? It's odd to be talking about music, by the way, on a sort of a radio interview like this, but let's try it. How would you break that down if you had to?
Well, yeah, at Music on Main, we say that we do classical, new, and genre-bending music.
Mm-hmm.
We maybe fall into this post-classical idea, or casual classical, or indie classical. So, you know, classical music has a feeling that it's going to be Mozart, and that it's going to be this old music. But there's still people who are writing music like that today, music that was meant to be listened to in something closer to a concert hall. So, you know, concert music where instead of listening to it in a club or you know, just there dancing to it, that it's music sort of for listening in some sort of contemplation, whether that's a a calm spiritual contemplation, or whether that's like a really invigorated intellectual contemplation. So it's music for the concert hall, even though we don't really do it in concert halls. We do it in formal settings.
Uh-huh.
But the difference is, I think, the music that we do is primarily created by composers to be performed by musicians, singers, and instrumentalists, and that the audience gets a chance to kind of put their phone away for an hour, sit, listen to something, and just have this experience that the audience and the artist connecting one-to-one. So when we say post-classical, we mean it's not going to sound like Mozart,
yeah.
But it's not going to have any... It's going to have references maybe to the past. Maybe you are listening to a string quartet, but it's going to be the music of today.
And the importance of being on Main, I know that's the name of the company, but it really is a special place. I mean, I'm on Fraser Street. I live on Fraser. So I get to Main regularly. But, I mean, that really is a place for situating. I mean, it's not the only place in terms of modulus, because you'll be down at, I guess, the CBC as well as elsewhere.
The Roundhouse. And,
yeah.
Yeah. But for us, Main Street has remained kind of a core idea. You know, if you think about what Main Street was 13 years ago when we started, it sort of like what Fraser Street is today.
Yeah.
Neighborhoods have changed for sure. And this idea of a neighborhood that's interested in, you know, learning about new things and having new experiences, that's what really propelled us on Main Street. We still feel tied to Main Street, but we moved our offices downtown. We moved into a really amazing co-location space with the PUSH International Performing Arts Festival and DOXA Documentary Film Festival and Touchstone Theater and Music on Main. And that change of bringing us downtown also has kind of helped us expand our venues. So while, you know, my heart's still on Main Street, we do work around the city. For sure, but it's really inspired by the casual, informal feeling of Main Street. So even when we're downtown at a venue like the Annex, we retain a really informal, welcoming hangout feel.
Yeah, and I guess that's the point when you say when you said a moment ago that it's music, not played in a concert hall. I guess that's what I guess Main sort of means for some people, right?
Yeah, it's for people think of Music on Main as a place where you can get to know other people, you feel really welcome coming on your own, you can have a drink. If the music is like way too out there for you, you can have another drink. So I think that Music on Main has definitely become associated with this idea that you can have really cool artistic experiences with music. It doesn't have to be fussy. You get to hear some of the finest stuff around the world. It's super affordable. It's, you know, it's cheaper than going out for a dinner. The feeling that we had when we started on Main Street at Heritage Hall, I think, is something we've tried very hard to retain throughout the years.
So what are you looking forward to? I mean, there are a number of events over these 5 days. What have people say gravitated to in terms of getting tickets for?
Well, there's a couple of things. We have one of Canada's new music superstars, the pianist Eve Egoyan, and she has a really spectacular night on Sunday, Sunday the 4th of November. And that show mixes film and lighting and piano that plays back to itself, something that she's worked on for a number of years with a bunch of composers who are really, really close to her. Eve's really loved in Vancouver, and so people are excited about that show. What I'm excited about is kind of hearing what the audience thinks at the end of it all.
Mm.
What I really recommend to people, all sorts of people are asking me for my top picks. I'm getting, you know, texts from friends saying, what should I come to?
Yeah.
And my thought is just pick a concert. You know, you're going to be in a room with people from around the world. We have artists coming in from around the world, presenters and audience members coming in from around the world. You'll get a chance just to like hang out and experience things you haven't heard before. And so if you're interested in piano Sunday, we have an amazing day with a British pianist, Richard Utley, who plays a regular piano. He plays a prepared piano, which is a piano that has all sorts of things stuck into its strings to make funny sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And he's playing a Fender Rhodes with a tape machine. So it's sort of like, what is piano today? And then Eve Egoyan is playing that night as well with her big piano concert. If you want to see how two composers from different countries are dealing with sort of the technology of today, but also the stress of today and the fast-pacedness of today and the antagonism on social media and things. There's a really cool concert Saturday night on November 3rd called Malfunction, and it features our composer in residence, Nicole Lise, with the visiting British composer and who's also a singer named Laura Bowler. And Laura has a piece called FFF. I saw it last year at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival. And it's a kind of terrifying piece and a very funny piece and an ironic piece and I think really intense and really important. She sings. There's an ensemble of 8 musicians. There's a screen where she's captured a lot of stuff from the internet. And she's also broadcasting herself, sort of talking to the audience up on the screen. It's a great chance to see how composers are thinking about the world today, and to just like have this reflection. I think sometimes people think composers are somehow removed from us, but they're living with us. They're living in this world. They have the same concerns and issues that we do,
yeah.
But they have an amazing, almost magical ability to take those ideas and translate it into sound. I think the concerts are these wonderful sort of snapshots of what's happening in the world today,
uh-huh.
But maybe a snapshot that reflects back on you in a different way.
So people can go to musiconmaine.ca for all the lineups, and then they can get information on how to get tickets there, right?
Yeah, and, you know, tickets are free. Some of the shows are free. Some of the events are free. They start at $20. We really want for people to feel like they can make it to these shows and that there's, you know, nothing in the way for them to hear it financially.
Yeah. Music does bring us together, and I guess in these days of tumult in the world today, I mean, we need music more than ever, don't we?
I really think it does. You know, I was at a gig the other night. Richie Perry from Arcade Fire has a band, and he just released his solo album with his band, and it was such a nice night. It was in a tiny venue, and people hung out until after midnight on a Sunday night, just like listening to sounds and new things together in a room. And there is a kind of, I don't know, the shared experience that I think is good for us.
Mm-hmm.
At Music on Main, we really do try to create an environment where, you know, you end up caring about the people around you. You know, you feel connected to the artist. You maybe feel more connected to yourself even. And, you know, it's not in a, you know, let's play get-to-know-you games or anything like that. It's just about creating an environment where we can all listen together and we can all, you know, ask questions of each other afterward. And that's something that's really important to me.
Yeah, music can be a solitary experience, and it can be a great comfort to a lot of people when it is. But when it's shared like that in a room with the musicians themselves as well as an audience, with audience members, other audience members, I mean, there's something just almost spectacular, isn't there? Spectacular.
Oh, almost spectacular, yeah. I like quiet spectacle, and I feel like that really does happen when we listen to a live performance together. You know, there are people, as you were saying, it can be a solitary experience. And,
yeah. You
know, there are moments, even for me, when I'm just closing my eyes and listening, and it feels like I'm the only person in the room. But there's something that you get from a live performance. There's an energy that's shared. There's a sense of another human being who's breathing at the same time as you, making that music happen. And I think that, yeah, that live performance, even if you come and you prefer a solitary experience and you're just coming on your own and wanting to listen to it and not interact with other people, there's something, yeah, spectacular about it being live.
And you gain something even though there are other people around you, and makes the music a lot more richer, I think.
Everybody talks about that with live music. You know, I love recorded music. I have music on all the time, but the live music is just—it's a different experience. It changes your body. It changes your brain a little bit.
What? Let's say the proverbial iPod. If we had to look at yours, what are you listening to now? What are some of the stuff that if we put it on shuffle, people would hear? Say.
Oh, you know, there's so much. There's everything from, you know, all Beyonce to all of Louis Andriessen's operas. I love early music that was written in the Baroque time and the Renaissance time, and even before that, chant. I have the new Richie Perry album on there. I have some folk. I have some country. I'm I'm not too concerned with genre. I just like expression and clarity and originality. I don't like things that are overproduced. So sometimes, I mean, I love beautiful production, but, you know, I want to listen to music where I feel like there's a human being expressing their humanity, whether it's a country song, whether it's an opera, whether it's solo piano.
Yeah. As its artistic director, what are some of the considerations that you make? What are some of the things that you're thinking about when planning a festival like Modulus? I mean, you obviously have, you know, a certain time in which you're doing this. So I guess it's when people from all over are available that they can come here, right?
Well, yeah, I do the festival during a specific time of year, so. You know, if they're not available to come at this specific time of year, then we can't have them at the festival. I am thinking about, I would say one of my two driving forces. One is I am very audience-centered, but I don't mean that in a way that I'm trying to find out what the audience likes and program what the audience likes.
Yeah.
I'm trying to talk to audiences and figure out what audiences need and, you know, what kind of experiences they're looking for. And then I try to find really cool experiences musical experiences that'll fill that for them. And similarly with artists, I'm really interested in what composers and musicians have to say right now in 2018. So I'm looking at projects that feel like, yeah, this is supposed to happen now. You know, not some concerts. I do think that there are many concerts that, you know, you could still listen to in 10 years' time and they'd be relevant and important. But as I'm looking around and I'm listening around, I want to find out sort of what's fresh, what's new, what's relevant, what kind of illuminates what we're all feeling and thinking right now. And for me right now, I think there are a couple of things going on. There's this constant unease in society at present, you know, with, you know, the cost of living in Vancouver and the politics to the south of us and environmental concerns, and, you know, people are stressed. And so, you know, we have a concert where two composers are looking at healing songs and rituals and creating a concert where you can come and almost have music, new music, like not just easy listening music, but new music as a balm for your soul, as a chance to just feel like, oh, on this Friday night, I'm just being taken away by these new ideas and cultures. So I think that's one thing we need. And then somebody else who's really interrogating, but leaving it in a funny way in the end, with Laura Bowler with her FFFs, really interrogating the us and themness that's happening on all political, you know, both sides of the political spectrum.
Yeah.
On the internet. And so there's somebody who's using contemporary music to dig into some of these things that are making us feel tense. So that's sort of what I'm hoping for, is that people can come and be like, oh yeah, I really see these artists, this music, as, you know, making sense to me right now, and now I have a slightly different perspective on that thing that's going on.
Yeah, well, your reputation over these past 13 years has preceded you in terms of a lot of people have said that you're doing good work there at Music on Main, and so it's been nice talking to you, and all the best with the 2018 Modulus Festival. I appreciate your time today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Visit musiconmain.ca for tickets and information. David Pei, the Artistic Director of Music on Main, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.